Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Magazine Luiza's third quarter of 2012 earnings conference call. I would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Afterwards, we will start the question and answer section when further instructions will be given. Should any of you need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach an operator. A replay facility of this call will be available for a period of 1 week. We would also like to highlight that any statements that may be made during this conference call related to Magazine Luiza's business outlook, as well as any operating and financial projections and goals, are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions since they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of Magazine Luiza and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. We would like to give the floor now to Mr. Marcelo Silva, CEO, who will open the presentation. Mr. Marcelo Silva, you may proceed. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the conference call on the earnings of the third quarter of 2012. I have here with me all the officers of the company, Roberto Bellissimo, our CFO and IR officer, Luiza Trajano and all the marketing department, Isabel Pompilio, Marcelo Papi from Luiza Credi, Tatiana from Investor Relations. On page three, we have the highlights of the third quarter. Let us first address our sales growth. We grew 15%, and same-store sales growth. We highlight e-commerce, 25%, and HCC as well. Please know that the comparative basis is high, and we also our performance in the third quarter. Sustainable growth is the managing to improve our gross margin at 33% of the net revenue, improving 0.8 percentage points vis-a-vis the previous year. We maintain this margin vis-a-vis the second quarter, and we've been maintaining our performance. I'm sorry, we are having sound problems here. Our credit approval rate is very conservative. We have a joint venture with Itaú. We always mentioned that one of our focus for this year would be the completion of the integration across our Northeast stores. Some stores were already concluded in October, and as a result, we expect to have more effects as of the fourth quarter this year, particularly over 2013. Certainly, with the unification of our system, we'll be better able to manage our inventory, our price, and reduce operating and administrative and back-office expenses. Please know that in 1 year, we managed to complete satisfactorily the integration with almost 250 stores, Baú in February, and now Lojas Maya in October. We also continue our program to dilute expenses, which was one of the most critical points of the company in 2012. We managed to lower 0.8 percentage points our general and sales expenses, and we have a reduction already in the net revenue compared to 2011. I'm sorry, we are having problems, sound problems, but we'll do our best here. $45 million now this quarter. And more conventional stores and investing in another 9 stores. And at the end of the presentation, we'll be focusing on the number of stores to open in 2012. We have another program in our stores, and we keep on investing in logistics and technology. In the integration of Lojas Maya, we have in total R$1 million invested in training, travels, and training in employees in the Northeast, and also with the brand conversion of our stores in Salvador. As to Luiza Credi, we greatly improved our overdue indicators on a quarterly basis. Our overdue or 90 days overdue portfolio is becoming smaller and smaller. We maintain our conservative approach and lower approval rates. And Luiza Credi includes robust provisions for loan loss provisions that come from our partner, Banco Itaú. Finally, the net result of Magazine Luiza on a consolidated basis is absolutely significant, particularly considering the impact of sales in the third quarter. Some results were below the expectations. And also the conservative approach of our loan loss provisions at Luiza Credi. These were the main factors that lowered our results. And now I'd like to give the floor to Roberto Bellissimo so he can present the highlights, the financial highlights. On page 4, we show you some slides and some photos of the stores we opened in the third quarter on several different cities and sites. So you can see some pictures just as examples. And I would like to turn the floor to Roberto so he can give you the financial highlights. Good afternoon, everyone. Now on page 6, we give you a highlight of our growth in gross revenue. First, in retail, we had R$2 billion in sales in the third quarter, growing 14.7% vis-a-vis the third quarter of last year, particularly due to same-store sales growth, e-commerce growth, and would like to highlight that in the Northeast, $287 million, accounting for 14.2% of total retail sales. It was slightly lower compared to the second quarter when we had sold slightly more than $300 million, particularly considering the integration and transition process of systems and remodeling of Salvador stores that happened in August and September, more specifically. And after that, sales in the Northeast started to grow above the average in South, Southeast, and Midwest, as it has happened in previous quarters. In the first chart at the bottom, we have the consolidated sales. Magazine grew a little bit more, 15.2%, driven by the growth in consumer financing segment, which grew 23% and was encouraged by increased sales of CDC or direct credit to consumer. On the next slide, on page 7, we show the growth of our e-commerce sales, reaching $269 million in the third quarter, growing 25.5% vis-a-vis last year, and also gaining a larger share in the market, e-commerce as a whole. Year-to-date growth is 37%, also way above the market average, And this owing to an increase in our product mix, content, investment in infrastructure, technology, and also our multi-channel, fully integrated model, fully integrated with retail and brick-and-mortar stores. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on while we reconnect the speaker. Please remain connected. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on while we reconnect the speaker's line. Please remain connected. Good afternoon, everyone. We are starting the presentation again. Let us start on page 8 again. Like we said, the consolidated revenue grew 15.1% in the third quarter and 21.4% year-to-date until September, and the gross revenue in total. Consolidated gross income is growing above 18.1% in the third quarter, 21.7% year-to-date. Gross margin in the third quarter was 33.5%, therefore above the gross margin of the same quarter of the previous year, 31.7%. More specifically, in retail, gross margin was slightly lower compared to last year. In terms of product mix and internet growth, but slightly above the gross margin of the second quarter, and does not reflect yet improvement expected to the Northeast operation, which had a gross margin at 25 compared to 29 for the stores in the South, Southeast, and Midwest. And we expect to address this difference further on. On the next slide, on page 9, we show the growth of our operating expenses this quarter compared to the same quarter of last year. Selling expenses remain virtually at the same level, 21% of the net revenue. Like Marcelo Silva mentioned before, dilution this quarter was very low. There was no dilution. But we expect in the future to have further dilution as we speed up our growth as well. As to general and administrative expenses, there was important dilution of 5.6% down to 4.9%. Therefore, in line with our planning that we started this year. As to loan loss provision, there was a 4.2% increase to 4.6% increase. Like, or as we explained for Luisa Credit. And in other revenues and operating expenses item, there was a reduction of 62 million to 13 million in net expenses. And we'll be breaking that down in the next slide on page 10. On page 10, we show, first of all, that booking of deferred expenses starting at 12 million. At the bottom, we show this quarter 8 million, which is the recurring level for the future due to the change in the booking criteria. Next, we have integration expenses. 11 million going down to 6 million and virtually inexistent now that we have the integration completed in October. Personal credit and profit sharing reduced from 12 million down to 5 million, and it also includes a more recurring level in the future. And 12 million above also included part of personal loan that migrated to Luisa Credi, and today is part of Luisa Credi's financial intermediation process. Last year, we had a reversal of taxes at Lojas Maya, and this year, we had gains of 5 million on a tax basis. Last year, in the same period Louisa Clayton also had benefited from the sale used to Itaú Cardi at $22 million. It was a non-recurring event that didn't happen this year. And considering all that, there was a drop of $62 million down to $13 million drop in our revenues. On the next slide, on page 11, we show the performance of the total EBITDA. In the third quarter, it was $79 million. Equivalent to 3.7% of our net revenue, compared to $92 million in the third quarter of last year. At the bottom of the slide, we show the reconciliation of the reported EBITDA for adjusted EBITDA. And last year, our EBITDA was $94 million. And this year, it grew from $69 to $70 million. A margin of 3.8, which does not reflect yet the integration in the Northeast. It still reflects loan loss provision or bad debt on a conservative manner and does not reflect the dilution of expenses that we expect to have in a full integration of Lojas Maya. On page 12, we show our growth in our financial expenses from $37 to $40 million, 2.3% to 2-point growth in the net revenue, positively affected by the drop in CDI and partially offset by an increase in our working capital need, particularly considering our third-party credit cards. On slide 13, we show that in the third quarter, our net income was $2 million, and at 9 months, still negative at $16 million. At the bottom, we show the adjusted net income this quarter. Non-recurring expenses and revenues at a relatively low level, net income was $2 million reported and $3 million adjusted. On the next slide, we break down our investments that are in line with our planning for the year. This quarter, Magazine has the bulk of investments scheduled for the year, particularly with remodeling, with $19 million in the third quarter, particularly with remodeling of Salvador stores. On the next slide, we show some operating indicators starting on page 16 more specifically. Magazine closed the third quarter with 736 stores, growing 52 stores compared to 1 year ago. In terms of growth, same-store sales growth, for brick-and-mortar, we show in the third quarter 7.4%, 9% in e-commerce, and the total 14.7%. And on the left side, you can see the growth last year, showing that the comparative base last year had been very high, 20% same-store sales growth. In the fourth quarter, as a result, the comparative basis will be lower, around 10% comparative base, considering our accelerated growth. At the bottom, we show 280 stores that are less than three years old, that are not mature yet. On the next slide, we show further growth, and you can see a drop in Cartão Luiza to 19%, that's the share, stores inside Magazine Luiza's store. But this is partially offset by an increase from 11% to 9% in CDC, and also third-party credit card sales from 30% to 34%. And cash sales and down payments also increased from 25% to 28%. Visa card sales on the right at 2 billion reals. And that includes 1,219,000,000 outside Magazine Luiza stores and stores as a whole. And Luiza Credit benefited, generating additional revenues outside our stores. And we highlight CDC from 170 million to 316 million this quarter as well. On the next slide, we show the growth of our Luiza card base at 4 million, slightly below what we had last year, considering the conservative approach to issue new cards. And the gross portfolio from 3 to 3.4 billion. CDC portfolio, 767 million. On the next slide, we show the same portfolio and we break down by overdue range. We highlight that over 90 days past due portfolio were reduced from 11.6% in June to 10.4% in September, compared to 13.6% 1 year ago. And it showed significant improvement in the profile of our portfolio. Total past due, or over 90-day past due portfolio, reduced 45 million this quarter, moving from about 400 million to 355 million, and maintaining a level of provisions at 470 million. And the coverage ratio of Luiza Credit improved 117%, 129% in September. Later on, we'll be addressing expectations, but I'd like to give the floor back to Marcelo Silva. I'd like to conclude the first part of our presentation addressing the expectations for this current quarter and also the outlook for 2015. We underscore our growth in our sales very consistently, the maturity of new stores, the Northeast stores, e-commerce. And by the way, in the last quarter, our expectations are far better compared to the third quarter. Particularly as of 2013, we'll be benefiting from dilution of general costs, the integration of these two new chains, and benefits in working capital management, inventory and price control, and consequently, we'll be able to improve, like Roberto mentioned, improve the margins in the stores in the Northeast. In the fourth quarter, and in October, we've had a brand conversion in Salvador. Last year, we had already done it in Recife, Fortaleza, and Maceió. And now, in October, we had in Salvador, and we were highly successful. Due to the increase in product mix and more modern, attractive stores, now we have the conversion to Magazine Luiza. This quarter, we are concluding and opening another 9 new stores, totaling 22 stores, new stores this year, 12 in the Northeast and 10 in the South and Southeast. And we already expect better results in the fourth quarter of 2012, way above what we had in the last quarter of 2011. Considering store maturation, lower expenses, and the capture of synergies for the integrations we have with Lojas Maya and Baú teams, particularly over 2013, we reap the benefits. We firmly believe that we'll be having the fruit of these projects that we decided to focus this year in order to rationalize costs and conclude the integration of these stores. And now, also working on maturity, we believe we'll have better results in the fourth quarter and primarily in 2013. We firmly believe in what we're saying. So thank you very much. And now all our officers here will be happy to take any questions you may have. So feel free to ask your questions. You have the floor now. We're starting now the Q&A session for investors and analysts only. Questions asked by the web will be answered later by email. Feel free to contact us for any further information. If you want to ask questions, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Fabio Monteiro from BTG Pactual. Fabio, please go ahead. Good afternoon, everyone. My question has to do with LojasMaya. You mentioned the gross margin at LojasMaya is about 4 percentage points lower compared to the rest of the company. I'd like to know what you envisage when you think about lowering or closing that gap. Can you bring it down to zero or by half that difference? How long will that take? And how do you plan to do that? What is the heaviest weight? A joint acquisition or adjustments to the mix or adjustments in product pricing? Could you elaborate on that, please? Thank you. Fabio, now with the integration, we have a much better view of our inventories and our margins because they're the same systems we have at Magazine Luiza. As a result, we begin to have more visibility. And from the moment our commercial area, by the way, we've been having joint accounts since last year. We have just some local purchases from local suppliers. More than 90% of procurement is a joint process. So we are growing in that direction. On a quarterly basis, we are evolving, improving our margins. We have mark-to-market, different mix, but we are also introducing Magazine Luiza's mix gradually in other stores. We believe that within a year, or over 2015, we'll get closer and closer, putting the northeast margin closer to the southeast margin. We do have distance and freight in the southeast, and we have to send everything over to the northeast. We do have differences. E-commerce, for instance, with different margins. Some stores in the countryside can have different mix of products, but by and large, there is a gradual growth in margins, and certainly they'll be closer to Magazine Luiza's margin as a whole. I believe that over 2013, now that all the systems are fully integrated, we'll be able to see that more clearly. Just a matter of gradually been adjusting our margins in the Northeast. Great. What about expenses? Expenses as a whole and the company as a whole. I'd like to have a better understanding of your expectations for the next 12 or 18 months when it comes to the economy or the sale per se or the sale percentage. What can you imagine in terms of improvement of SG&A over the next 12 to 18 months? We have already started to capture this reduction. We have a project to rationalize costs and expenses, and this project will remain in 2013 very strongly. So in administrative expenses, and now that we have the integration on LojasMaya, we transfer many big office functions to the south and southeast in Franca, São Paulo, and that will be reflected in 2013, certainly. We have already started to have a store-by-store, area-by-area analysis of performance in the northeast, and that will bring impact both in the sales, margins, expenses, region by region, store by store. So we are very confident to say that we will be capturing gains of synergy. I cannot say for sure or give you any actual figures. First of all, right now we are just closing our budget for 2013. But certainly I can tell you that we'll be we will show gains of synergy, absolutely. Thank you, Marcelo. Just one last question. Not only Magazine Luiza, but other companies, how do you believe the increase in CDC, or direct credit to consumer, do you see that increase as something that has come to stay, or how do you feel that move or this product in the market, which is stronger now? Could you comment on that, please? We conducted a study with Itaú about Luiza Cred, and we realized that some customers or new customers sometimes it was more proper to have CDC rather than card, considering the cost related to cards and so on and so forth. So that, for that customer profile to which CDC fits better, we are using CDC. And for those customers that are more related to cards or also our old customers, we continue to have Magazine Luiza's card at full speed. But for new customers with different characteristics, like the first purchase, first of all, we offer CDC. And that's something that, in my opinion, has come to stay. Barty, do you have anything to add? Good afternoon, Fabio. This is Marcelo Bart. When we speak of CDC, actually, we are considering installments. Some of our customers, for instance, used to buy first with a credit card, and they would no longer use the credit card, and you have to pay all the processing costs of the credit card and also the limits that will be permanently there. The customer has to pay what we have, 1%. So now we can better cater to the customer and the same risk concept that we use for the card. But if we maintain the risk, maybe we can approve a larger number of customers. Another important point to highlight is that some customers that during the CDC payment are interested in having a credit card, well, we can encourage him to have relations with the store and maybe have a card in the future. So that's a trend that has come to stay. Fabio. This is Frederico Trajano. The result curve of CDC is more positive in the short run compared to credit card, which is a longer maturity product. As the impact for Luiza Cred, it tends to be positive, improving its share in the total mix. Great, I agree. Thank you. Thank you very much to all of you. Your next question comes from Irma Scott from Goldman Sachs. Igma, please go ahead. Good afternoon. My question is about margins again. Now, when we focus on retail only, excluding Maya or the North East stores that were 29.4% this quarter, I'd like to understand, when you compare these 29.4% with last year, how about the evolution? In other words, how much, I'm just trying to come to an estimate of the magnitude of e-commerce. I would also like to understand how you see the growth or improvement in the future. Is that a plausible offer, for instance, with the margin gains in the North East? Do you expect to see any increase in the consolidated margin for retail? In other words, the synergies captured in the North East. Can they be offset by e-commerce, for instance? Good afternoon, Irma. This is Roberto. How are you? In terms of the margin of the South and Southeast, without the Northeast for this quarter compared to last year, we can tell you that last year we had about 29.5 in Magazine, plus 23.2 in Baú stores. 29.4 is slightly lower than Magazzini. However, it shows that Baul stores already have a very similar margin compared to Magazzini stores in the south and southeast. Just highlighting that we expect that after the system integration, we'll be evolving our gross margin in the northeast stores at the same level of south, midwest, and southeast. That will be more similar in all regions. So we have this level of 29.4, which is slightly lower than the 29.5% at Magazzini. And looking to the future, e-commerce tends to grow above the company's average. E-commerce is almost 15% stake of our sales, and they tend to grow even further. Gross margin, some percentage points below the average for e-commerce. So this gross margin is very much linked to expenses that are also below the average. And as a result, the EBITDA margin for e-commerce tends to increase the consolidated EBITDA margin for the future. But less, reducing less proportionally than the expenses. Perfect, thank you. I'd like to remind you that if you want to ask questions, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Tobias Kingling from Santander Bank. Tobias, please go ahead. Good afternoon. I'm sorry, I apologize if somebody has already asked this question before. I arrived late. Still about e-commerce. We see a clear trend in some players in the market to lower our growth rate, considering too much competitive pressure on gross margins and also at the bottom line. And they believe that, well, we believe they also have a clear accounting system. They analyze feelings or results. I'd like to understand. Well, obviously, you do analyze very well the performance, and you're very accurate. Do you believe that at a given time you should reduce, or you would reduce this growth, or do you already have a different mix, maybe more furniture compared to other players, and maybe you're better protected for e-commerce profitability? I'd just like to understand your strategy when it comes to top-line and bottom-line growth for e-commerce. And then I have another question on credit. Thank you again. Tobias, good afternoon. This is Federico Trajano answering your question. First of all, I'd like to say that our accounting system is very clear when it comes to e-commerce. Figures are internally broken down, separate for our administrative management. We don't report that to the market, just out of a decision, what a strategic decision of the group. We don't show these numbers in our income statements, but internally we have a very detailed view of sales, the specific e-commerce margin, expenses, very good apportionment of what we have shared expenses are broken down to our internal management. Now, more specifically addressing this year we are growing. Year-to-date sales are about 37% vis-a-vis last year, and we maintain our gross margin. In our case, more specifically, we're managing, unlike the market, to grow way above what we can see in the market by maintaining our gross margin for e-commerce more specifically. Consequently, we improve the profitability and also gross income of this channel, although we don't disclose our operation figures. So for us, there is no reason to step on the gas. Our growth more significantly because we're managing to grow with improved efficiency, conversion, and also better activity, our digital marketing operations. Thank you for your answer. Can you give us an idea of our mix, your mix in e-commerce? Has it changed, for instance, compared to last year, for instance? Do you have major changes? The mix remains the same. Gross margins are maintained flat vis-a-vis last year. Virtually all categories are growing at the same level, around 37%, and once again, way above the market. What about furniture? 30%, 20%, 15%, electronics, 10%. Can you give us an idea, or you'd rather not disclose it? Unfortunately, we cannot disclose those figures to you. I'm sorry. Okay. What about credit? I don't know if this question was already asked. How about spread for next year? I know that's a very strong debate a couple of weeks ago. How do you see the scenario for last year when it comes to interest or credit for financial operations more specifically? Tobias, this is Marcelo Barbi. Good afternoon. Tobias, we are getting ourselves ready. We are present in the market, Margie, and we already have this will to charge the least possible from our customers vis-a-vis the competition. By the way, we were never a player of higher rates, and we are getting ourselves ready both for sales and to lower our operating expenses. We are in synergy with sellers of Magazzini in order to have a dilution of our personnel expenses and also new products. Now I mention our plan to integrate Itaú Card to our operations in 2013. That's part of our planning. Another action we did is to launch personal credit in our credit card at significantly lower rates compared to what we had before. So we're getting ourselves ready to become more robust and to have lower rates compared to what the market charges our customers. So basically, introduction of new products, is that what you mean? New products and a reduction of our current rates. Okay, thank you again. As a reminder, if you want to ask questions, please press star 1. That's the final announcement. I would like to remind you that if you want to ask questions, please press star 1. There are no further questions. I would like to give the floor back to Mr. Marcelo Silva for the final remarks. Marcelo Silva, you may proceed. Once again, thank you very much for joining us. I would like to underscore again, like I said, we've just mentioned, that our outlook is very positive, and as of the fourth quarter, we expect 2013, when it comes to the Brazilian economy, we expect it to be better compared to 2012. Our growth will be maintained above the market average on same-store sales, e-commerce growth, and also with synergy of all our chains fully integrated. We firmly believe in the year of 2013 that we'll fall better than this year, reaping the fruit of our management and our focus for 2012. And certainly, we'll have better results for the company. Thank you very much again, and see you next quarter. Thank you. This concludes Magazine Luiza's earnings conference call for the third quarter of 2012. Thank you very much for joining us for this call. Enjoy the afternoon.